Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
It actually brings us to our next topic, which was Elon Musk. And actually, before we get into that, I want you guys to comment. What did you think about this Star Wars trailer? Comment on YouTube or our website, believe.love. And do you think they're disclosing things that actually have, they're kind of like dripping some truth out into these movies? Or are they like kind of pushing like the certain agenda of what they want us to maybe believe or getting us ready for the truth? That movie Arrival specifically was very interesting about an actual alien landing, and then like the military's involved. It was very recent, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 97, which meant, and it was like, I'm really into that stuff, and it was like an 83. Like 97 is like, we want you to see this, buddy. Like you, like basically it's like, to me, Arrival was something they wanted us to see because the rating was so high, and it was okay. Yeah, it wasn't like mind blowing. But our next topic is Elon Musk and what he's up to. And this guy, to me, is a real life. And I think a lot of us, I think we're all aliens, whether we know it or not. Like we're the aliens. We like got planted here, perhaps. I don't know. In fact, the guy who came up with DNA basically said that. He said the odds of us just randomly being here, Sir Francis Crick or some dude, he came up with the DNA double helix, right? And he said the odds of us just randomly being here, it's like a storm blowing through a scrapyard and producing a Boeing 747. Like that's the scientific odds based on what he figured out. So Elon Musk is an interesting dude. He's the one in the news that's I guess credible, they say. I don't know. I don't know what he really knows. I think he's a good guy. I think he knows a lot more than he's allowed to kind of get to. But he's the guy that has companies like SpaceX and Tesla that is kind of like a futurist, we could say, that's sort of being allowed to be a futurist, because I think there have been others that don't fit a certain agenda that aren't quite allowed to be futurists, like Tesla and Dr. Royal Rife and Lakovsky and people that get like maligned and sort of like die alone in hotel rooms. We've talked about that before. But Elon Musk is still kicking, and he seems to be, the government seems to like him, so that's good. So he gets to do cool things. So what did you think about this story, Natalia, that was, let me pop it on the screen here. Elon Musk. Oh, here it is. Here's what Elon Musk revealed about the ITS and SpaceX's Mars ambitions in his Reddit AMA, which is like a chat. What did you think of this?
I don't think I read about what he said in the actual chat here, but what I mean, I'm just excited about what he's doing. I think we covered this a few weeks ago. He's actually planning rocket travel around the world, yeah, right? From country to country. This is actually going to Mars. And I was actually reading his description. I think it was on its SpaceX site. So the details for me aren't really concrete enough for me to be willing to be the first guinea pig on that first.
You're going to go to Mars?
Once there's been quite a few other missions.
Oh, are you? Okay, so you're not first?
Maybe I'll be one of the last.
Not like the acupuncture.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're...
But to me, you know what it made me think of?
What's that?
Is I remember hearing when I was small, when I was a really young child, watching a news segment where they were saying, oh, there are scientists that are actually working on this. One day you're going to be able to FaceTime. They didn't use the word FaceTime. You're That's right. The word we use now. But they were describing it. One day you're going to be able to talk to people. It's going to be like talking on the telephone.
Like Star Trek.
So you're
going
to be able to see them. And I remember we were like, what? No way. That's what it made me think of when I heard this, because I thought, right now I'm hearing this stuff and I'm thinking like, no way. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. But I really think that he's going to make it so that rockets are pretty much a normal thing for the average.
Yeah, I guess, which is weird because apparently we have more advanced stuff. I mean, I don't know, like, but this is what the government is saying, and maybe he knows that, and that's what he's allowed to say now, that it's going to be rockets. I mean, rockets, I think it's burning fuel, and if we had something else, we'd have to admit there's free energy, so we have to say rockets now, because if we did need fuel, we wouldn't need the oil companies, and the whole economy would, like, ExxonMobil, I think, is the number two biggest company in the world, and a lot of other oil companies, and then if we had free energy, we wouldn't have poverty, we wouldn't have the monetary system, and or at least as a control mechanism, and a whole shitload of other things would hit the fan. So now he says rockets. I agree. He does. And I think he's an interesting dude. I want to know, he knows a lot. Like, all right, they get into this in this article, Interplanetary Transport System. The ITS vehicles that Musk hopes to use to travel between Earth and Mars, otherwise known as the Big Effing Rocket. And I didn't, that's funny. It's actually,
that's the name of it.
Big Effing. And they actually say the full F word here. SpaceX made some changes to the design between 2016 and 17. And they go into like the sort of the dynamics of these things and how they'll be built and the rockets that will go, between Earth and Mars, the cargo. I think it was an interesting article. They talk about the Raptor engines. Another major topic that users focus on was the Raptor engines. He unveiled a scaled-down version of the ITS that uses 31 Raptor engines rather than 42. It got smaller, I guess, the Raptor engines. And it says, critical for SpaceX's ambitions to use the BFR, which is the Big Effing Rocket, to travel around Earth. The big advantage of getting somewhere in 30 minutes by rocket instead of 15 hours by plane will be negatively affected if, but also you might die as on the ticket. So that goes along with what you're saying. You want to live if you go on these things.
Yeah, because I was reading, I'm like, pretty much it sounded like the commercials for medicine, right? Where it's just like, hey, we're going to cure your depression, but you may have cancer and lose all your, both arms and a kidney. And, you know, that's what this kind of sounded like. You may make it to Mars, but what were some of the issues that I saw? It was like,
well, he says
still concerns of radiation to the passengers.
Right.
The fuel might burn off, mid-trip, which that's horrific. There's no worse scenario than that in the middle of space. And what else did they say? Oh, yeah, that they were having challenge. You know, people were concerned about the smooth landings. So I don't know how rough exactly the landings are. So I just kind of said, we've got some tweaking to do in the model, but it's cool to see where things may end up.
Well,
what kind of technology they're going to have at their fingertips?
There's some kind of thing too, where apparently we shot missiles into the sky after Admiral Byrd went to Antarctica, and like nuclear missiles, Operation Dome or Operation Fishbowl or something. Somebody will. I've seen the comments. The flat Earth people are out there. I understand. We shot missiles up, and they blew up in a weird way. That there's some kind of thing, there's a word, some kind of belt or something. And some people say we've never even been to space. And when we launch rockets, we launch them like horizontally. And I saw this video recently and I don't know, like the guy was making a lot of good points. And I told my friend and then I found this thing about that we live on a pear. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like the NASA, Neil Tyson deGrasse, the official NASA scientist guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson or Neil Tyson deGrasse, whatever. Who I don't necessarily. I think he's probably a great guy. I don't know. I think he's getting paid, and I'm not sure everything he's saying is like the whole truth. I don't know. By the way, it's his truth, maybe. So maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Maybe, but to me, I'm not so sure. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. I don't know that the Earth is flat, but it's weird that suddenly Because a lot of the flat Earth map is wider at the bottom, like the southern hemisphere. Like, if you look at the United Nations logo, I'm going to show you this because it's very strange. Oh, what's going on here? Okay, United Nations logo, if I can manage to get a new tab up. Because this is a flat Earth map, apparently. All right. This thing right here. So, like, the southern hemisphere... in their map, and again, I'll say there, I'm not totally on board with this. So the southern hemisphere in Antarctica is supposedly surrounding us, and then like the North Pole would be like in the center. So like everything makes sense because you could still fly around the world because the southern hemisphere, but apparently there's no flights. You can't go. You can't find a flight from South Africa to Argentina. There's no flight. You got to go to the Northern Hemisphere. You can't go from Australia right now and get another flight to somewhere else. The flights don't exist. And of course, the people say, well, it's because nobody's going there. I don't know. Here's what would disprove this map. What I'm thinking about doing, my friend Andrew says we should do a Kickstarter, because I'm open to proving the Earth is round. Apparently we've already proven it, but all I know is the government, they're great. I love the government, but there's a lot of bullshit. As humans, we are full of shit. I hate to say it, like almost in every fucking category, we're full of shit. And I'm not 100%, but I try to be in the 90s. Like, so if we can get into the 90s and I can get higher too, sure. Like, you know, that would be good. But we can do a Kickstarter one day. We'll get pyramids going, and then we'll get a plane from Argentina, and you just go straight south, and we should come out on the other side. Right? And that would throw this map off. If we can do that. If somebody wants to do that, I will be very happy. But, you know, and then my friend Andrew's like, well, you can view a telescope and you can see the planets and Saturn's rings. And like, apparently you can see the space station. And I'm like, well, okay. So I guess there's really things out there. I don't know. But the flat Earth people have a lot of things that I thought the whole idea was crazy, like 9 months ago. And I listen and I'm like, oh, that's kind of strange. Like, why can't we go to Antarctica? And like, why is there a treaty with 55 countries? And that's the only thing everybody agrees on is that Antarctica is like, what's going on in Antarctica? And why did we fire a bunch of nuclear missiles straight up, us and Russia, and try to like, apparently what they say is hit this dome. I don't know what the hell's going on. But then I see this thing from NASA saying that we're living on a pear. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this? We're living on a pear? Like, what is that? So I don't know what's going on, but I think Elon Musk, what do you think about the pear? Let's go ahead. Tell me your thoughts.
I'm more intrigued about what you were saying about Antarctica. I didn't even.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
I knew nothing about
John,
any of that stuff.
Secretary of State John Kerry went to Antarctica on Election Day. Like, what's, like, why? I mean, why? Like, okay.
Of all the places.
Yeah.
He was trying to avoid the election.
The election, right. He ran.
Yeah.
That could be sure true. So I put Pear Earth NASA in here. Look at this. Well, here's
this. Oh, that's like extremely pear-shaped. All right,
Here's the dude. This guy. Neil. That's him. Neil.
Because I've always heard the Earth wasn't like a perfect marble.
Really? Yeah. You heard that?
Yeah, I heard that it wasn't like a perfect marble, like that if you rolled it down, you know, a hallway.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I always heard it was like a little misshapen at an axis, kind of, right?
I don't know about always.
I've always heard the term round, but I mean,
yeah, like every globe
is
like round.
It spins on an axis that isn't, you know, perfectly.
That rotated or something. It rotates.
Yeah, but I've heard before that it
have
was
you heard a little, it's
not
a pear
shaped. No, not a pear shaped, right. But I have heard before. Yeah, I've never in my life heard that. I have heard that it was a little misshapen.
Show us the pear shape of Earth, NASA and Mr. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Now, again, they don't say it's a pronounced pear, but it's just very odd. And I was really, my mind was blown because at first I thought.
The pear photo looked more photoshopped than Earth's.
I think it was, but my mind was blown because I'm thinking like, oh, this, I don't, the Earth's like, no, like, I know what's going on here. Then I'm like, I listened to this thing from NASA. The Earth is a pear shape. It's a little fatter in the bottom. And I'm like, what? Like it's like I found out there was no Santa Claus. Like, do you remember?
Maybe he lives in Antarctica. No, maybe that's what they're trying to keep us from.
No kids just should kidding. Watch this. So you don't. I was like, Santa Claus was made up for 9 years. Like, that's crazy.
He's in Antarctica, kids.
I don't. And then I see, I watch this thing. Like, every globe we have, that's full. And then the picture of the Earth is photoshopped.
We're going to ruin some 6-year old's life. Picture, I'm so sorry.
The iPhone 4 picture.
His fault.
Marvel 2 is photoshopped. And then I have to watch. I figure out I've never even seen the real Earth from space. Like, why don't they just take one of those damn things they send to Saturn and turn it around and take a picture?
I thought that's what they'd always. That's what they'd done.
No, they photoshopped that. We have two. We have two pictures of Earth, and we spent billions and billions. So then, and then I hear the pear, and I'm like, "What the hell's going on here? I live on a pear." So anyway, so tell us what you think of Elon Musk. I would love to hear.